Hi everyone. Yesterday we began discussing the idea of recalibrating, taking the time to think about our values and the way that we're living, making sure that we're doing it the way that we want. I just want to follow that up on the idea that I've often mentioned that my favorite minute is the last minute. The last minute sometimes gets a bad rap, but at the end of the day, that's when we get things done. I think so many of us would view ourselves as procrastinators. It's a very natural thing. We push off the things that we don't need to do now. Of course, we would love to do it. It's best to do it. But what happens in reality is that when there's a deadline imposed, it makes us do things. And that's really the value of a deadline. If you think about the things that we do have external deadlines that are imposed upon us from somewhere else, be it a boss or whatever the calendar creates, we'll get it done. As opposed to certain things which don't have those kinds of deadlines, like beginning to eat healthy or exercising. Those things, they just sit in on the back burner of ideas that we want to do, but there's nothing that forces them. There's no time when it has to happen, and therefore it so often actually doesn't happen. It's fascinating, actually. In this week's parsha, there's a mitzvah. The Torah says if you want to give a special korban, you take a neder, you take a vow, and on your own, you initiate a gift that you want to bring to the Beis HaMikdash out of appreciation, your own idea of gratitude. The Torah says once you say that I want to do this, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, there's a prohibition of delaying, of allowing it go too long. Rashi explains there's a certain amount of time. It's usually about a year's time, three of the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. By the end of three Yom Tovim, you must fulfill your obligation. Which is such an interesting thing. The person themselves initiated this. I'm the one who decided to give this gift. It doesn't matter. Once you say you're going to give the gift, then the Torah imposes a deadline to make sure that it happens, because that's how we function. Otherwise, it would just stay and remain for a long period of time. This period of time that we're in right now, there's going to be Rosh Hashanah is coming. We're going to stand in judgment on that day, whether we're in shul or we're staying at home, wherever we may be, it's going to happen. And the time that we're spending now, just 2, 3 minutes a day, is so valuable in beginning not to let it go to the very last minute. We're going to get ready. We're going to prepare. Because of its significance, and begin doing the things, the thought process, the reevaluation, the recalibration that we're prepared when we stand before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, we do so completely ready and in the mindset of the significance of what it is that we're doing.